But first, how much attention do you pay to the health star ratings on your food? Australia's peak consumer body Choice has today argued for popular breakfast cereals to be graded differently, saying that their current star ratings are very misleading. The group says the sugar content of cereals like Nutrigrain and Milo should see their ratings slashed from 4 stars to just 1.5. Daniel Butler has the story.
It's a sugar hit. Sugar has been increasingly in the firing line over the last few years, and today it landed in the news again. This time, cereals are in the crosshairs. The consumer advocacy group Choice argues the grading of sugar content in foods is flawed. Choice says the Health Star system is a good one to help shoppers choose more nutritious options.
Except that the way the algorithm currently works lets some companies game the system to get better star ratings than they should get.
This is Sarah Agar, Head of Campaigns and Policy at Choice. She says there is a simple but deep flaw in the way sugary foods are rated.
The current system doesn't distinguish between intrinsic sugars, which are found in healthier foods like dairy and fruit, and added sugar, the sort of highly processed sugars that you see in cereals. What this means is that sugary cereals can get very high health star ratings when they should be penalised, and healthier foods are getting lower health stars than they should get.
Sarah says there is a simple solution to the system, one which treats natural sugars more fairly while properly penalising added sugars.
So we've done some modelling, for instance, which shows that sugary cereals like Kellogg's Nutrigrain currently it gets 4 stars. But if the Health Star algorithm was changed to penalise added sugar, that star rating would go all the way down to 1.5. We think this is a much more accurate way of representing how healthy that product really is.
The food industry is unlikely to be happy with the proposed changes. Associate Professor Gary Sachs from Deakin University's Global Obesity Centre says their influence within the government is not insignificant, and they will no doubt heavily lobby the ministers in charge of reviewing the Health Star rating system.
And so, all things considered, while I'm hopeful that there will be changes, I also think that it's unlikely all of the evidence-based recommendations will get through.
How strong is that lobby?
We know that the food industry is a very powerful lobby. We know that the food industry has very strong connections to the federal health minister as well as other areas of government. And we know that the way that the consultation on the Health Star rating has been set up, industry is allowed a very strong voice. And so it is likely that industry influence will be quite strong.
Professor Sachs believes the global momentum behind reducing sugar intake has grown steadily over recent years, with over 30 countries implementing tax on sugary drinks.
And we know that public attitudes are supportive of taxes on sugary drinks. And so, yes, the evidence is stacking up, but still we're yet to see any government in Australia make any commitments to a sugary drinks tax.
Health ministers were due to meet this week. However, that summit was postponed. Advocacy group Choice hopes that the review to the star ratings will come up sooner rather than later. Gary Sachs says it's worth making improvements to the system.
The Health Star rating system helps manufacturers to reformulate their products so that they're healthier. There's also evidence from around the world that if you make food labelling easy to understand, that it does help consumers to pick healthier options. In regards to the Health Star rating system, there's really good evidence that consumers understand it and they like it.
Associate Professor Gary Sachs from the Global Obesity Centre at Deakin University, ending that report by Daniel Butler.